Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Yes, a little Boston for our next guest, Jacques Longerstay. He is a senior vice president at F Squared Investments. They're based in Wellesley, Mass., helping to manage over $12 billion, and he joins us on the Ring Central phone line. Jacques, good to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Talk a little bit about portfolio construction, the idea that you don't want to have all of your investments in one particular stock or one particular bond. How do you put together a portfolio? Give us some steps.
Well, at the end of the day, it's what your grandmother told you. Don't put all your eggs in the same basket. And it's just the financial application of that concept. And the idea is that stocks and bonds, individual stocks or individual bonds or sectors, don't all move in the same direction. So you want to benefit from portfolio diversification to ensure that you don't have what, you know, we would call a concentrated position or concentrated bet. And traditionally, people have focused primarily on making sure that their portfolios wouldn't be too volatile. Our objective is to make sure that they're not in positions that would tend to all go down at the same time.
Speak a little bit more about that, this idea that losses matter and that avoiding at least the magnitude of loss when stocks go down, that's a key to building wealth.
Yes, absolutely. That's a primary belief and precept of the firm is to protect investors against what we would call drawdowns. And the maximum drawdown is, you know, one that we all witnessed in 2008, where from peak to trough, the S&P lost more than 50% of its value. If you actually look at the history, there are many instances of these significant drawdowns, and markets need to recover quite a bit for investors to get back into the position they started from when going through one of those drawdowns. So we believe that if you can actually avoid these, you're in a better position to be able to deploy the capital that you have and that you've worked hard for, and to deploy that capital for further gains in the future.
Let's say we wanted to deploy that capital. How does the Virtus Dynamic Alpha Sector Fund, VIMNX, how does that work? Because I know that that is one of your sub-advised mutual funds.
That is correct. So the Dynamic Fund uses the standard model that we have built. It has the model actually has views on individual sectors of the U.S. equity market. And every week, it actually comes up with a signal, either a positive signal or a negative signal on any of those sectors. If we have a positive signal, the sector will be included in the portfolio. If it has a negative sector, it will actually be shorted, which means that we would actually benefit from the markets declining in that sector. And we do this methodically across all nine sectors of the U.S. Equity market.
How has that strategy worked, for example, in 2008?
In 2008, we actually managed to elk out a positive return from the dynamic allocation because essentially the model predicted the decline of a number of the sectors of the U.S. economy and then ultimately the market as a whole. So it actually had positive outperformance in 2008. I don't have the actual number offhand, but it did have a positive return during that year. And, you know, since the beginning of this year, it's actually beat the S&P 500 as well.
People's perception about losses versus gains. What have you learned?
There's a lot of literature on that fascinating topic, which is called behavioral finance. The research has actually demonstrated that people hate losses at about twice the rate that they like gains. So when you're actually faced with a market that has a tendency of having more drawdowns than significant rallies, you can understand why many investors have not been particularly satisfied with their investment experience over the last few years.
Why do you think that most investors, or at least the ones that we interview, don't necessarily have a celebratory mood when you consider that the Dow is up more than 17% this year, the S&P 500 has gained nearly 17%, and the NASDAQ is up nearly 16%? You get no sense of even impending euphoria.
Yes, that actually doesn't surprise me, because people tend to be affected psychologically for very long periods after a particular event. And 2008 still resonates for a lot of people. I remember actually my grandparents having lived in Europe through two world wars and a depression. Those events actually affected their behavior for the rest of their lives. So I'm not actually surprised that people are very, very cautious at this point, having lived through that. In addition, the economic numbers are positive but not flamboyant, and that would put a dampener on everybody's sort of enthusiasm.
I want to thank you very much for joining us. Jacques Longerstay, he is Senior Vice President, F Squared Investments. They're based in Wellesley, Mass., helping to manage more than $12 billion, joining us on the Ring Central phone line.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.